In London, an international meeting is underway to discuss prospects for peace in the Middle East and to try to get more economic support for Palestinians. The conference was called by the British. The U.S. has sent Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, whose first month in office coincides with some significant advances for U.S. foreign policy goals. Joining us from New York is the president of the Private Council on Foreign Relations. He's former U.S. diplomat Richard Haass. Welcome to the program. And how closely are these recent developments, the spreading of democracy in the Arab world, for instance, how closely is that tied to what the White House is pushing?
I think you have to give the administration more than a little credit here. The president, by what he said, and not simply said once or twice, but said it frequently and said it prominently, has clearly contributed to and to some extent stimulated a debate throughout the Arab world. Plus the television images of what we've seen recently, the votes in Iraq, the vote in Afghanistan, the vote in the Palestinian areas, have all contributed to a sense that the moment is ripe. The assassination in Lebanon of Mr. Hariri triggered a almost spontaneous public outburst. So what you have is a combination of local events and conditions intersecting with administration policies and words, and clearly the Middle East is changing.
There's also the death of the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. There are these other factors that you refer to, but Mr. Bush had not been credited as a expert in foreign policy by any means. Indeed, your organization had been fairly critical of him. Things are turning out the way he said they would, or at least they seem to be at this moment.
It's always difficult or dangerous to tote up bottom lines, but I think you'd have to say it's been a good couple of weeks for the administration. You had successful trips by the Secretary of State and then the President. Clearly in Iraq, despite continued violence, there was a powerful demonstration that we saw in the voting, and even the strongest critics of the war had to sit up and acknowledge the significance of what happened. I think you simply have to say from the point of the administration is that some of their investments seem to be bearing fruit, and some of those who have been the most critical have to at least think that, gee, maybe these guys are onto something.
What about the process of democratization? There is the possibility of democratic governments being installed that actually we won't like very much.
What matters in a democracy is not simply elections. It's not simply who wins. It's that you've got checks and balances throughout the government and throughout the society. We shouldn't worry when a particular government with a particular orientation comes to power, because there'll be limits to what it can do, and ultimately they will be voted out of office. And that's what's key here.
Richard Haass, we see an awful lot of things playing out in public. Are there things going on behind the scenes that we're not seeing that perhaps are bringing these events about?
Clearly, there are some things going on. Diplomacy at this point, or international politics at this point, is something like an iceberg. We see maybe 10 or 20% above the surface, and it's the 70 or 80% or even more sometimes below the surface that's the most significant, that's only going to become visible or apparent in coming weeks, months, and even years.
A brief conversation with the president of the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. Richard Haass, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you for having me.